With 53 days remaining until Christmas, here's a Quizlet to get you thinking. 29% of us parents will be celebrating the holidays between now and Christmas by doing this with our children.
Ooh.
What is it? 29% of parents will be celebrating the holidays by doing this with their children before Christmas. What is it? I'll tell you in a minute.
We'll keep talking about the holidays. Oreo is offering a holiday Oreo allowance, or HOA, to reward people who are decorating their homes for the holidays before Thanksgiving. The company is giving out $1,000 in cash to 100 winners, along with the HOA sign and Oreo cookies. Oreo wants fans to get into the holiday spirit early this year, and to enter, you have to follow them on Instagram and post your photo, tagging them that you're a part of it.
I love Oreos.
I do too. Nice. I used to, as a kid, sneak them into my room by shoving them up my sleeve.
Like a magician?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then I would make them disappear.
I like the white chocolate dipped Oreos.
Oh, those are
completely
good.
Covered.
I like a good deep fried Oreo from the Boone County Fair.
Yeah, you lost me there. Okay. We plan on spending, each one of us, you and I, Ryan, and you at home, $831 on holiday gifts this year.
How much?
$831. Shoppers would prefer to share experiences with loved ones this holiday season instead of exchanging gifts. These are some of the survey results from NerdWallet. 31% of people still have not paid off your credit card debt from last Christmas.
Oh.
We're just going to add to that. But 27% of us have already started shopping for Christmas.
It's very cool that you think I have $800 to blow on holiday presents this year.
Hey, I'm speaking for Nikki. $831. It's what the average man would do.
Russia's wealthiest man, Vladimir Putin,
he says, changing the subject,
is fighting a multi-billion-dollar divorce claim by his ex-wife. Vladimir is seeking to avoid what could be a $9 billion payout to his ex-wife. Putin is essentially worth $30 billion. And this wouldn't necessarily be the biggest divorce settlement ever, because remember, the Bezos settled and McKinsey got 25% of the Bezos Amazon stock, which is estimated at about $9.5 billion.
You know, he's not the richest man in the world anymore.
Who, Bezos?
Yeah.
Well, probably because of his divorce.
No. Elon Musk, number one on the billionaire chart. He's number two, so... In more ways than one, probably now.
Yeah, right.
All right, so 29% of us will be celebrating the holidays between now and Christmas with our children by doing this. What is it?
Mm.
It will take place in the kitchen or dining room, since it is, cook at home day.
Okay, it is in the kitchen.
Yeah, or the dining room. It is edible.
Is it making cookies?
No, close. It's decorating gingerbread houses.
Oh, that's a good one.
29% of us will be decorating gingerbread houses with our kids between now and Christmas.
Now we know.
I like to make condos personally myself, yeah.